Welcome to Reconciled Heart Podcast. My name is Nadej, and today I want to talk to a specific group of people, and that is those of you who are Christians and have had experience with hurt, confusion, trauma, or repeated offenses, and especially under a high-controlled or closed community or family structure. And I want to share one thing you may be doing and not even realize it, and that is denying yourself permission to heal because of the uncertainty of the changes that may bring. And I say this with all compassion, so please listen out until the end. So I came to realize that sometimes we can become mentally and emotionally dependent on the same things that hurt us to the degree that we subconsciously refuse to acknowledge what's happening or to break away from those things. And we become afraid to heal because we are afraid of what setting healthy boundaries would mean or who they would hurt. And that's because there is a sense of security in dysfunction. It's false and untrue, but it is there nevertheless. And if dysfunction is all you've ever known, it may hurt, but at least you can depend on that pain. And sometimes we come already broken, but at other times we become broken along the way, so much so that we need validation and approval from the same things and the same people who hurt us. And therefore, in our minds, healing may mean losing favor or approval from them, from those people. So there were times in my life when I felt guilty about seeking healing because somehow I believed the lie that healing would make me proud and arrogant. And God knows I wanted to be humble and submissive and a good Christian. I thought I had to remain wounded and disoriented and confused because it made others feel powerful and in control of me. And I didn't realize it at the time until I was on the other side that I was allowing myself to stay confused and saying things like, I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand why they do that. I'm a bit confused about what they mean. I'm not sure what to do, and etc., etc. Phrases like that would cause me to pretty much stay in ignorance. And looking back, I see that I kind of understood. To some degree, I think I kind of understood. But acknowledging what I saw or heard would mean I would have to call it by name. And calling it by name means I become responsible for what I do with that knowledge. And I didn't want that responsibility. I didn't want to be responsible for what I thought would cause division, sow discord, rock the boat, or dishonor anyone, because I needed them to be able to approve of my loyalty and my humble Christian character. So I was so terrified of being judged the wrong way that I would take everything that came at me. And I would think to myself, maybe God is testing my faith. Maybe he's testing my submission or my surrender or maybe my patience. Maybe he's testing my humility. And if I resist, I will fail the test and he won't bless me. Worst yet, he will withhold a breakthrough that I am desiring from me. Or he may even allow something bad to happen to me. I need to pass this test of humility. And I share in some other videos the theological framework that influenced my faith for many years. So for those of you who think this sounds strange, it was very normal to think this way under that framework because these are the things that we were being taught. It took good theology and wise counselors after my own burnout to help me fully wake up. And I accepted the fact that no matter what I do or don't do, it will never be enough for everyone. I will never be able to please or be accepted by everyone. And if I live for the approvals of men, and by men I mean plural, men, women, whoever, if I live for the approval of men, I will die when they disapprove of me. I will be devastated when they disapprove of me. And I had to be honest with myself that the opinions of men was the real Lord of my life, not Christ. It wasn't that the truth was so difficult to understand. It was that my fear of man was hindering me from accepting those truths. In other words, I felt like I needed permission to walk in truth. I needed permission to seek healing, and I needed permission to follow the Lord's leading. And if I took steps towards truth and healing, it could only be to the degree that others would allow, and not a step further, lest I cross a line and offend someone. Now, this was not obvious at the time. I didn't have these words to explain that. I probably didn't even fully understand that maybe that was the subconscious processing in my mind. But looking back now, I see where I was doing these things and even suppressing when the thought would come to me that I might be suppressing my conscience. I will suppress that thought that I'm suppressing my conscience. And for those of you who have never experienced a level of woundedness, control, or fear of people, I guess due to insecurities, this may sound vague and even idiotic. But for those of you who have had those kinds of experiences or have been in closed or controlled communities, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's probably why you're still listening to me right now. And if this is you, please do leave a comment to let us know your experience, or you could just encourage someone in the comment section below. But thanks be to God through Christ Jesus, who delivered me from that fear-driven mindset, and He can deliver you from that as well. So, one of my pastors, I heard one of my pastors say something during a sermon, and it resonated with me so deeply. And this is what he said: "Freedom in Christ allows me to heal without feeling like I'm doing something wrong. Freedom in Christ allows me to heal without feeling like I'm doing something wrong." Yes, so simple and yet so profound. An obvious truth that most of us will say amen to. And yet so many people struggle with that in practicality. When we allow our identity, wholeness, sense of validation to be built on the opinions of people, we will crumble every time something goes wrong. And it will cripple us from ever doing what the Lord is calling us to do. But when we allow our identity to be built on Christ, then no matter what we face or the season in which we find ourselves, or how others respond to our obedience to God, we can rest assured that it will be well with our soul. Because the burdens of the world and the weights of people's expectations can lead to resentment and hinder true love. We could be doing all the right things and obeying all the rules, yet bitter and resentful in the heart, and that benefits no one. But the freedom that comes from Christ empowers us to love better. It empowers us to voluntarily surrender our will for the good of the body of Christ. We can look on others as better than ourselves without fear, and we can surrender to God's leading as we serve others without coercion. So I want to encourage you this week, seek the Lord. Be a lover of truth. Dare to place Him and His Word above all else. And that may mean acknowledging things that misrepresent or misuse His Word and His name. It may mean walking away from things that do not glorify Him and losing the resources or relationships tied to those things. But His Word will wash you and empower you so that you will be able to live and love and serve authentically from the heart. A heart that is full and content and made at peace because you know that you belong to Him first. And the relief on the other side of that wrestle will be worth it all. Now I will end here and leave you with Galatians 1 verses 5 and verse 13 to 15. And it says, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm therefore and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Amen. So if you gained anything from this episode, please go ahead and hit subscribe and then share with your friends. You really never know who in your network may need to hear this today. And thank you so much for sticking around and spreading this word so that we can together get to know Jesus, grow in the word, heal from hurts, and love like Christ. Until next time, bye-bye.